And now there are four women winners of the Pulitzer Prize in Music. Jennifer Higdon joins the ranks of this distinguished group. We'll listen to her music tonight. Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Last month, Jennifer Higdon became the fourth woman to receive the Pulitzer. In a program of orchestral and chamber music, we'll listen to music of all four winners on this edition of Into the Light. The Pulitzer Prizes began in 1917 as a prize given for journalism and literature. The music category was added in 1943. For the first 40 years, all the winners were men. Then came Ellen Tafe Svillick, the first woman to ever be named a winner, in 1983. We're going to celebrate that with her orchestral piece, Celebration. When the Indianapolis Symphony got itself a new home in the Circle Theater, it commissioned Ellen Svillick to write an overture. She thought about the ringing of bells and began that as an opening celebratory image in the piece. Later, the cellos seemed to play a theme that reminds us of great, low-sounding bells. She also wanted the piece to exploit the sound possibilities of the new theater for which it was written, so there are sounds from very soft to very loud, as well as long sounds and short sounds, legato and staccato. Finally, to celebrate the orchestra itself, she wrote the piece as a mini concerto, which features some of the outstanding soloists of the ensemble, and which calls for the highest degree of virtuosity and artistry from the entire ensemble. Let's hear Celebration now, played by the orchestra and conductor for which it was written, the Indianapolis Symphony, conducted by John Nelson.